Now we do chapter 12, interview. Are you really ready for the game? A self-appraisal. Firstly, what is interview? Job interview is a type of employment test or a conversation between the job applicant and the representative of an organization. When we talk of self-appraisal, it is ideally you assess yourself. You evaluate your own strengths, weaknesses. You are able to express very clearly your accomplishments, achievements. You do not downplay or underplay or exaggerate your achievements. If you have to mark yourself when we talk of self-appraisal, you are very honest and direct. That means you know where you stand, you know how much you've achieved, you know your accomplishments, and you are very honest with the way you are focusing on these parameters as far as an appraisal is concerned. After starting this chapter, we will be able to place of your CV in the recruitment process. Place of your CV in the recruitment process. You ideally will realize that if this is your CV, if this is your resume, then ideally, where do you stand in terms of recruitment? How have you worded it? That's what we're trying to say. How to prepare your CV so that you're selected for the interview. Layout of your CV, common errors and how to avoid them. Filling the application form. Writing a covering letter for your CV, we will discuss that too. How to attend a telephone interview successfully. And preparation for the job interview day. All these aspects will be done. What is a CV? Curriculum vitae. First and foremost, we need to understand one aspect. That ideally the Britishers would say, when you talk of the Britishers and the Americans, how do they differ? The Britishers would ideally say it to be. So what is a CV? Curriculum vitae, an outline or an overview of a person's educational and professional history, usually prepared for job application. When we talk ideally of the word curriculum vitae, it means course of life. It's derived from the Latin word, L-A-T-I-N. Okay? Another name for a CV is resume. It is said that the Britishers use CV and the Americans use the term resume. A CV is the most flexible and convenient way to make applications. It conveys your personal details in a way that presents you in the best possible light. A CV is a marketing document in which you are marketing something, that is yourself. So it is a marketing tool whereby all of your work, what you've done, is put forward, or your work history, your education. It also indicates your particular career direction. The focus is you have what is required and how do you express it. That's what is important. You need to sell your skills, abilities, qualifications to employers. It can be used to make multiple applications to employers in a specific career area. For this reason, many large graduate recruiters will not accept CVs and instead use their own application form. We need to understand here in the second line, it's the Latin word, which means the course of one's life. Curriculum vitae means that. What is a CV? An application form which is designed to bring out the essential information and personal qualities that the employer requires and does not allow you to gloss over your weaker points as a CV does. In addition, the time needed to fill out these forms is seen as a reflection of your commitment to the career. See, ideally in a CV, you of course have to go in a systematic manner, but in a form, whatever the questions are asked, it's as good as the details put forward on a CV. Often selectors read CVs outside working hours. They may have a pile of 50 CVs from which to select 5 interviewees. It is evening and they would rather be in a pub with friends. If your CV is hard work to read, unclear, badly laid out and containing irrelevant information, they will move on to the next CV. Your CV has to be interesting. Now, how does that happen? The person who's reading it You develop the you attitude when you write a CV. That means when I develop the you attitude, I put forward information in a manner whereby the person who's reading it feels it's specially written for him and his organization. That means the way I've expressed my skills, the way I've expressed my objectives and my abilities is so exceptional according to the reader. And that is what is required by the reader. Treat the selector like a child eating a meal. Chop your CV up into easily digestible morsels. That means bullet points, short paragraphs, note form. Give it a clear, logical layout with just the relevant information to make it easy for the selector to read. If you do this, you will have a greater chance of an interview. What are the parameters? What should your CV contain? The most important aspects of your CV that you should be careful about. One survey of employers found that the following aspects were most looked for in the CV they processed. Previous related work experience, yes. Are you ideally applying for the same kind of work? Do you have any experience in that field? Qualifications and skills needed for the job, very important. Easy to read, accomplishments, spelling and grammar. Worded appropriately, any accomplishments and appropriate grammar. This is what will make your CV worthwhile. What should your CV contain? Parameters, education. These were not just graduate recruiters for whom this parameter would be much higher. Intangibles, individuality and desire to succeed. Now, when we say education, even if you're a graduate, you can highlight what you've learned in your classroom as a graduate. You can highlight what you've learned as a graduate, how will you implement it in the professional world till you get a chance to work for a longer period of time, which can thus be termed as experience. When you talk of your persona, that means ideally when you talk of yourself as an individual, how do you express your willingness to succeed? It'll be a lot through the way you word your CV. What is your objective? For example, let's take this situation. Say if I want to work with adolescents. If I decide to work in, ideally, do counseling. So I've done a 2-year counseling course. Then how do I put forward in my CV that this is something which suits me the best? So I say, stress, mental anxiety and fatigue is catching up with youth today. With advance in technology, life is becoming better. But at the same time, a lot of youth can ideally get defocused or not be on track as far as academics and other aspects of life are concerned. It is extremely important to have a rapport with the youth today. So what are we doing? We are trying to elaborate that what can be done to ideally improve their lives. So what is the focus on? The way we put forward our objectives, that this is why I've decided or I'm pursuing or wanting to pursue career in counseling. Because these aspects I've studied when I've done a master's or even I've done a TY, specializing in psychology. And what is the focus on? Right? So, education, of course, intangibles, your desire to succeed, your objective, very clear, which I specified now, keywords added, contact information, personal experiences, computer skills. So when I said stress, mental anxiety, fatigue, these are ways and means of saying that today's youth, especially if they're at that adolescent age, which I'm talking of, they're going through these aspects. So the keywords here in the objective. So when you talk of someone who wants to probably go in the field of, say, marketing, so how ideally would you put it forward? I'm confident, highly driven graduate, okay? Highly driven, resourceful individual, or probably I can say I'm an award-winning senior sales executive. So I'm wording it appropriately. What should your CV contain? Personal details. We start with personal details. What do we mean by that? Your name, right? Your formal one, of course, it's understood. Your address, In case if there's a response by post, so of course the correct address, date of birth, contact means your telephone numbers or telephone number, the one that will be attended during working hours, email address, marital status. In case the CV has more than one page, include name and telephone numbers on the top of each sheet. There are arguments for and against pasting your photograph on your CV. Ideally, we would say no. Not so in India. Hence, if you wish to do so, select recent pleasing photo, preferably scan it so that it becomes an inseparable part of your CV. A smiling head and shoulder shot would do the job. Yes, a smile, I assume, will be mandatory. So what are the details we focus on out here? Name, address, date of birth, telephone number, email address, and marital status. So generally, we have the name as a heading like this, name. Then here you have the address. And then on the next line will be your telephone number and email address. So it goes in a systematic manner. Name being here, address being here on the next line, and then on the third line. But name can be in slightly bigger font, and the address and email address and contact numbers, smaller font. That can be accepted. What should your CV contain? A personal profile. What does a personal profile include? Your characteristics. A personal profile at the start of the CV can work for jobs in competitive industries, such as media or advertising, to help you start out from the crowd. To help you stand out from the crowd. So somewhere, your characteristics, which are extremely appropriate, which can be ideally more dynamic. So when I say personal profile, short statement outlining your personal characteristics. If used, it needs to be original and well-driven. If you're actually an award-winning senior executive, which I just told you, or having strong product knowledge. So this is the way your characteristics are displayed. Do not just use usual hackneyed expressions, I'm an excellent communicator who works well in team. No, this is ideally not really appreciated, okay? With extensive work experience, so those kind of aspects. So what should your CV contain? A personal profile. To prepare a crisp personal profile, you need to determine who I am and what I do. So for example, a computer software trainer, significant skills, fully qualified Microsoft engineer, essential experience, data analysis and information management, knowledge of, when I talk of business and training, financial environments and the needs, and key personal qualities being mature and competent. So it is very crisp. It is signifying the personal characteristics. It is a short statement, ideally, that outlines your personal qualities when you talk of personal profile. So a personal profile, final personal profile. Microsoft approved trainer for PC spreadsheets, data management and graphics presentation software. A mature, competent professional with prior experience in information management and data analysis. Acquired in a range of business and financial management with engineering and pharmaceuticals multinationals, MNCs. So, if you realize, this is what was written in the previous slide in a table form. Right, we have discussed this, and in the previous slide, it's in the table form. Key skills. The section that highlights your key skills is the most important part of your CV. Anyone can see at a glance what you have to offer. Use it to emphasize the most critical points in favor, keeping your actual job requirements in mind. Now, the usual ones to mention are languages, good conversational local language or French, right? So in this kind of a case, when you say French, you say fluent in so-and-so, whichever language. Computing, good working knowledge of MS Access and Excel, plus basic web page design skills, and ideally driving, full current clean driving license. So you're kind of mentioning your skills. Now, when we talk of key skills, three skills. Key skills are required. What will you bring to your company is what key skills focuses on. Transferable. Skills learned in one field of work We are talking of key skills here. What will you bring to a company? First one is transferable. When I say transferable, the skills which are learned in one field can be adapted to a different field. So transferable. So ideally, say you're working in the human resource department and you're first into recruitment and hiring. Then you ideally get into payroll because you're aware of how the payroll software works. So you have the knowledge and skills since you specialize in that subject, in that human resource management. So you could transfer. Then you ideally talk of job related skills and qualifications or skills which are directly only for a specified job. So say what an engineer has done, only for his job. And the next one, adaptive. When I talk of adaptive, they cannot be proven by experience, but by personality traits. So you adapt to that work, you are very sharp with that work, and you can prove and give results. So transferable, job related, and adaptable. Key skills, example, supervising staff, implementing standard procedures accurately and efficiently, prioritizing the workload, right? So when we talk of ideally who's in which department, right? Then analyzing and rectifying errors, computer skills, Microsoft Word, Excel spreadsheets, Outlook and Explorer email and internet facilities. So ideally you are focusing on all these as skills. If you are a mature candidate or have a lot of relevant skills to offer, a skills-based CV may work for you. Example, determined marketing objectives and preparing annual budgets. So I'm writing it very clearly. When you talk of this, this is more job related, right? Planned marketing activities in conjunction with company's growth plan and working out strategies to execute the plan. Media planning as per the budget, developed marketing reports to be presented at the meeting of top management, and lead the marketing programs for branding and lead generation. So I'm making it very specific as to what is my role in the field of marketing. I've planned the media planning in terms of budget, then ideally developed reports. Reports are prepared by a subordinate and given to top management. It is logical presentation of data, facts, details, figures, and then lead marketing programs for branding. Getting marketing collaterals, advertisements developed to help the company to meet its targets. So I'm giving information in a manner through advertisements so that targets are achieved. Overall responsible for designing and running and promoting the company's website and intranet, which includes SEO techniques, managing PPC programs, podcasts, getting webinars delivered for visitors. Dealing with print, online and television media. How is information given? Is it online? Is it through brochures? Is it through pamphlets? And overall responsibility of running various marketing campaigns like getting newsletters, email blasts sent to the customers. So here when we talk of SEO, it's called search engine optimization. It basically is a process of affecting the visibility of a website. So what is linked with SEO? How a search engine works, what people are searching for, which search engines are preferred by the audience. For you have, for example, Google search engine. So which one is preferred, right? Now here we are discussing, as said, about a person who's actually mentioned all these aspects on a CV. What should your CV contain? The work experience or career history? Your career history is letting the person know which direction you are heading as far as your work is concerned. What is specific about your job or your task, if at all? And what is exceptional about you in relation to that task or work which you do? Use action words such as developed, planned, and organized. Even work in a shop, bar, or restaurant will involve working in a team. Providing quality service to customers and dealing tactfully with complaints. Try to relate the skills to the job. A finance job will involve numeracy, analytical, and problem-solving skills. So focus on these, whereas for a marketing role, you would place a bit more emphasis on persuading and negotiating skills. So you're pretty clear that when it's finance, it's more to do with new numbers. It's more to do with problem solving skills. What do you do and say, you know, the cost has gone overboard. Say you ideally want to advertise about a product. So cost has gone overboard. Lot is spent on marketing activities. Where will you do cost cutting? Or there's ideally a budget planned for launching of a product. How will you, you know, cut down? Where will you cut down? So whereas for marketing, it is convincing, influencing the mindset or attitude of a person. What should your CV contain? Example, XYZ Corp Mumbai. All of my work experience have involved working with team-based culture. So it also shows that how effective you are when you're working with a team. What are the skills you have that you can handle all the people in a team? How are you dealing with people in a team who become slack because the others are participating more? You know, it's like basically people work together in a team. So two or three people get demotivated or feel lazy because the other four are putting in a lot of effort. So that also can happen. This involved planning, organization, coordination, and commitment. In retail, this ensured daily sales target were met. A fair distribution of tasks and effective communication amongst all staff members. Join in 2011, and then you can say a sales supervisor and promoted to floor head in 2012. So it shows that after a year, you were given the promotion because you were excellent with your work. You excelled in that field. You can also opt for a detailed narration of your work experience by including career summary in your CV for senior openings. That means senior openings, more than 8 years of experience in the field of marketing with various ATL and BTL activities. ATL above the line, that means you want to launch a product, then it's at national level, regional level. And when you talk of BTL, it is ideally below the line, that means at micro level. ATL, macro level, so national level. BTL, at micro level. So when you talk of ATL, how ideally does it go ahead? Radio, television, newspaper, target audience is larger. When you talk of BTL, ideally activities, you're talking of distribution. That means the product is sold via, say, you keep people updated via brochures, flyers, pamphlets. So marketing is done at that level. Experience in planning marketing campaigns, getting collaterals developed, and promoting the products and services through online and print media. Okay, that could work for ATL. Experience in forging and maintaining relationships with online, print, and television media. So having that skill or expertise. So when we talk of experience, probably experience in dealing with ad agencies, good analytical and communication skills. Now, we need to understand that, okay, here it's an ad agency. So what is the kind of communication skills you should have? Being extremely effective while communicating and having analytical abilities. Experience in handling national and international exhibitions and organizing events. Good experience of search engine optimization, which we discussed before, SEO. Well versed with Drupal and Joomla, content management systems. What is Drupal? It is a free software package. It allows you to organize, manage, and publish your content. What is Joomla? It is mobile ready and user friendly way to build your website. Well versed with MS Office, Windows XP, Vista. Ensuring successful participation in national and international trade shows, exhibitions, and organizing events like conferences, seminars, etc. Now, why would the person specify here well-versed with Drupal and Joomla? Here, you are having ways and means to publish your content. You're wanting others to know. So for example, an advertisement on Facebook, right? You're connecting to people via social media. You're letting people know of your product via social media. When it's traditional media, it's radio, television, newspaper. So an advertisement on television. Here it is social media. That's Facebook, Twitter. Developing systems and procedures to ensure that the leads generated are optimally utilized. Managing the team of marketing executives. Now here again, I guess the focus would be on marketing as an aspect. Here, when we talk of what should your CV contain, that's 2. Work experience, career history, 5. Why are we differentiating? Because focus, when your CV is discussed, what is it? When you talk of career history, here we again coming to marketing. While providing employment records, start with your current position. State your employee's name. State your employer's name and short address, the dates you worked there, your job title, brief description of your duties. Match the duties with the job for which you are applying, right? You need to match the duties with the job you are applying. Extremely crucial. So we need to understand that you have to mention or start with the current position, your employer's name, address, how long have you worked there, the job title and description of your duties. What are you talking in terms of description of your duties? It has to match with the job profile you've applied here for. What should your CV contain? Next we talk education. In this section, you provide details of courses complete and examinations passed. If you have adequate experience, this section is not of real significance to employers. But for fresher, educational and professional qualifications assume decisive fact in your CV. It is said that if you have less than 5 years of work experience, your educational qualifications comes first and then comes your work experience. If you have more than 5 years of work experience, then you write your work experience first and then educational qualifications because you've got over 5 years of work experience. Example, MBA. So you start with the highest degree taken. Marketing from Pune University. Now this is going in a chronological order. Ideally, we can say that we start with the highest degree taken. 4-week marketing workshop at IIM Ahmedabad in 2005 and attended conference on SEO in 2008. Going in an orderly manner. But we can start with the reverse. Depending on the highest level of qualification. Here the highest level of qualification is this MBA.